big boat. Gyal too cute, you're gonna meet ISLO. Every week the gyal want ring, bang, glam, chain. Me I tell you, I come like channel get I mad. Everything she see she want. We go up down, she want go up down, down. We go down, down, she want go there too. Go on, me I tell you. You say this, everything she see she want, me I tell you. Serious thing me I tell you, I am. She want big shoes. Tell you say she want big chain. She wouldn't mind if she have an old dirty chain around her neck, that no nothing. Why she want of them worship gold and silver, you know?
What?
Silver and gold have I known. The rich man has gained, but the poor man has lost. Joseph coats of many colors. Rally with the red, green, and gold. Ready up a stream beyond the stream, so sweet swimming.
You hear that, Dasha?
Set your mind about yourself, yeah, yeah.
Change your way, me I tell you.
Why you give her everything and she say you never give her yet? Why she just want all the while? Shine a girl is a liver to a man. She want and she want and she don't know what she want. She get it and she don't want it.
What you not say?
A waist favor wire and she want crimoline. Foot favor stick and she want big boot. Girl, it too cute.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Listening to From the Basement on WRCT 88.3 FM. In addition to From the Basement, WRCT also hosts Liquid Means Rewind. Liquid Means Rewind and Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in Liquid Means Rewind Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear some of the finest selection of hip-hop, house, techno, jungle, dub, and more. hosted by Big Cashew.
Hi, we're here for the private...
Welcome to Joyce Manor.
Found myself down at the Owl Bar. For the second time this year, wrote my song down, gave it to the guy. Then went to grab another beer. Sonya's going to the parking lot. Probably gonna smoke. I'd go.
You
last three songs were Hard to Say Goodbye by Washed Out from their album Mr. Mellow, followed by Last of You Heard of Me from Joyce Manor, and the one we just heard was Respect from Muncie Girls' album From Kaplan to Belize. Up next is Vessel by Yacht Club.
Thank you.
Few pop songs for you today. You like that one? That's Blood and Butter by Caroline Polachek featuring PC Music acolyte Danny L. Harrell. Up next, we've got my favorite song from one of my favorite albums last year. It's Blue Crush Angel from the album Spider by Swedish artists White Armor and Blade.
Just get a little bit of pain. Do folklore and fame, but release for the aim. She's called by up, several stars. Trouble of blood I drop, all in the name of good love. Still the same, but I grew up, I'm from whatever that was. Still the same, me don't touch, dreaming it, dreaming it does. Coming on top again. Hope I don't flop again. Cover my back, my friend. Hope we're memorable end. What happens, happens. Just gotta live the pain. Do folklore and fame, but release for the aim. She's called by up, several stars. Trouble of blood I drop, all in the name of good luck. Still the same, but I grew up, I'm from whatever I was. Still the same, me don't touch, dreaming it does.
Fella almost lost my mind. Take some time, Chris. TG night, we hold the line and prepare the way, baby. Flowers with it, but don't die. Every star aligned. Triple three times number nine. Never fade away. If you can put pride to the side, destiny decides. Only one moment in time to change everything. If you can say something nice, don't say anything to the statue in my mind. It's done forever. I'm such a fool for
supreme. stand forever.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. You can find more information about selling records and new releases at 412-821-8484 or atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@WRCT for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Make Me Cry by Astra King.
Keep
Today on my bus ride over here, I noticed that the driver had something to say about how close each rider was standing to the bus stop when they were getting on. And if you're just getting on to 88.3 FM right now, you're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh We just heard Lose You from Henrik the Artist's album Friendship. And before that, we heard Rush from Nigerian artist Ayra Starr's album 19 and Dangerous. And if you haven't guessed by now, regular listeners, we are in the electronic half of tonight's show. Got some new music. Got a lot of new music coming for you over the coming weeks, but we're not going to have it all in one place, all in one show. We'll give you a few. This is Screenshots featuring Murkage Dave by AC Slater and Badger.
Maybe you wish she were deeper in the sea. That don't mean that much to me, but it's okay. I'm rolling with you anyway. Cause when you're in it, you never know you're in it till the dawn's done. In it, you might blink and then we'll know what this is. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. So when I'm gone, please don't share my screenshots. We had a lull, I forgot what all the memes was. Still, if you cut me, I will bleed East London. And if I cut you, you will bleed where you come from. So when I'm gone, please don't share my screenshots. We had a lull, I forgot what all the memes was. Still, if you cut me, I will bleed East London. And if I cut you, you will bleed where you come from. If I cut you, you will bleed where you come from.
Summer, it's camping season. It's camping season, it's very hot, so I imagine it's dry. So WRCT would like to remind you that just because your campfire looks out does not mean that it is actually out. So before leaving it, follow these simple steps. Drown your embers with water or dirt, stir them, drown them again, and then check with the back of your hand if they feel cold still, or if they feel cold already. By following these steps, you can help prevent wildfire. For more information about that, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sometimes I wish I never felt the influence of you, 'cause now I feel the disconnect like an open wound. Where you once were, there is a space that runs as deep as hell. But every
was Room for Happiness, V3, featuring Skylar Grey by Cascade from Fire and Ice V3. And before that, we heard Detective Chimp by Ari Bald and CJ Scott. We're coming up on the fall sports season, so WRCT would like to remind all of you that each year, more than 3 million athletes suffer a sports-related brain injury known as a concussion. Sometimes the effects can be serious, especially if they return to play, that is, the athlete, too soon before it's safe. According to the American Academy of Neurology, any athlete who is suspected of having a concussion should be removed from play until evaluated by a doctor who is training in sports concussion. This is for all athletes and all levels of play. So play it safe. You can protect your brain from concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology and WRCT. And you can learn more about concussions, presumably, at aan.com. All right, we've got room for just one or two or one and a half more songs here on From the Basement before the Moxster takes over at 9 p.m. So we're closing here with a song from my favorite techno artist, Alignment. It's Gravity, back from 2016. I've been going back through his whole discography. It's great music when you need to sit down for like 3 hours and just bang out some work. It's also great for standing up for 3 hours and banging out some dancing.
Thank you.
Well, it's almost 9 p.m., which means it's almost time for me to hand it off. I'll see you here next week. I'll be here next week, August 11th, and then I'll be out of town for a few weeks, but I'll have just one Friday away in which you'll hear a rerun. I've got a few conferences to attend. I've got a conference for hanging out with my coworkers, a conference to learn more about tax collection, and a conference of drinking beer at the lake with my friends. It'll be a good time. I'll be here next week, August 11th, same time, same place, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on WRCT.org or 88.3 FM on your dial at WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to have a little shortened version of the program this week. We may not go to a complete hour, but I wanted to bring out something from last week. I wanted to add something from Joy Reid that she had on her show on Tuesday. And, of course, we have a couple of our other regular features, so stay with us. I'm going to go back to a book bundle from Bill Fletcher once again, and book bundle for this week as well. So welcome to the show, and get in contact with us if you have any questions through the station. Thank you.
On the Black World Media Network, this is Book Bundle, a review of literary works in varying media formats. Here is the reviewer, Professor Todd Stephen Burroughs.
And welcome to a special Labor Day edition of Book Bundle. I wanted to talk about a writer that I've been obsessed with for some time now, and that I had the honor of seeing one of his plays on Broadway. We guess I'm talking about Mabulu. Now, if you've never heard of Mabulu, that's because you haven't read the new book, August Wilson, A Life, by Patty Hartigan. Hartigan points out that he once had an African name when he went through his Black nationalist period, and I was shocked to find that out. But there's so many similarities that August Wilson has to so many other writers, and I want to get to that in a moment. So I want to talk a little bit about Hartigan's book, and then I want to read an extended excerpt from her book. So let's first talk about the author and the subject. The author is a former Boston Globe writer who's written extensively about plays and the theater, and she wrote this biography of August Wilson based on partly her extensive experience covering August Wilson. So there's so many things I learned. So for instance, August Wilson, all of these stories that come out of him, right? All these monologues that come out of him, right? Do they come out of the ether? No, not exactly. They're out of the stories of his family, along with ones that he's heard in, you know, the many bars and restaurants and diners that he wrote for decades. August found the blues as his soundtrack and score. He actually bought a collection of 5-cent 78 records, singles. Let's see. 78 records are not singles, are they? No, 78 are those old records. That's right. Forgive me, audience. Those old records, 78s. And like Baldwin, he was inspired by Bessie Smith's voice. There are historic names, of course, listed in this book, Larry Neal and Mary Baraka. I kept thinking about the similarities between August Wilson and Baraka. Both dropped out of school. Baraka dropped out of Howard. August Wilson dropped out of high school. They both did a stint in the service. They both attempted to write poetry. Of course, Baraka was more successful than August Wilson, but August Wilson had to find a space for his kind of poetry. August Wilson was inspired by Baraka, by the way, because they both straddled different worlds. Another similarity between him and many, many, many writers. He renamed, he was not Frederick August Kittle for his whole life. He decided to take out a typewriter and type out his new name. He created his name out of his family background. I mean, I found that quite fascinating. Like Baldwin, he stays away from the city he's writing about. He lives a lot of his life in Seattle and St. Paul, Minnesota. But artistically, he's attached to Pittsburgh the way Baldwin is attached to Harlem. Like Baldwin, he learned from the library. He spent 5 years in the library, Wilson did, after a black teacher challenged him on a paper and he dropped out of school. Wilson formed the Central Avenue Poets, went from poems to prose. There are mentions, of course, of him starting at the Black Horizons Theater and the Penumbra Theater in St. Paul. The Black Horizons Theater was a theater in Pittsburgh. Of course, his situation is filled with contradictions. He needed to be a black nationalist. He called for the development of black theater, but he never premiered his plays in black communities. Again, we mentioned the bars and the diners, but then we go from that to Eugene O'Neill, the Eugene O'Neill Center for Playwrights, and of course, its operator, Lloyd Richards, the very famous director of A Raisin in the Sun, and later the Yale Repertory Theater. And we see the various power struggles between the playwright and the director, which was Lloyd Richards, but later it would be Wilson, because Richards and Wilson would have a father-son spat, and Wilson would go on his own. And finally, the other part of the power struggle was with the producers. You know, Fences, I was really surprised to find out that Fences is basically the August Wilson equivalent of a pop single. He wrote it because he wanted people to believe that he could write a play with a regular structure and a hero and all of that. And so I'm just surprised. Like, it's his least favorite play. So, thinking again and again about this amazing personality, this amazing man, and how he created himself out of himself, I keep thinking about, you know, is his story outdated in 2023? My answer is hell yes and hell no. Today, we seem to be dealing with race and class and the arts by embracing them. So in 2023, elite college students of all races become MFA professors. MFAs are the Masters in Fine Arts. Those are the equivalents of the doctorate in arts. And they write and pay bills all along the way. This kind of romantic poverty that August Wilson lived in. I remember hearing stories about how he would get evicted every 3-4 months and have to drag his record collection with him every 3-4 months when he moved into another place. I mean, all of that is kind of passé, correct? Well, I would say so if it wasn't for this Writers Guild strike, because it looks like the starving artist cliche is passé, but if you read articles about this WGA strike, I mean, food pantries in California, and then you have these openly hurting playwrights who wrote for TV and film in order to not suffer for their art. Both the pantries and the playwrights are feeling serious pinches as Hartigan releases his book. Playwriting then seems to be a loving, lyrical curse, inflicting pain to focus the mind. Freedom is indeed never free, and labor is ever subjected to exploitation. Like his characters, August struggled from constraints. His talent will be rarely equaled, but his determination for pure art, what he called, quote, the blood's memory, end quote, needs to be bottled and sold. So now I want to read an excerpt, an extended excerpt from August Wilson, A Life by Patty Hartigan. I want to read the prologue. The book begins with an epigraph by August Wilson. To arrive at this moment in my life, I've traveled many roads, some circuitous, some brambled and rough, some sharp and straight, and all of them have led, as if by some grand design, to one burnished with art and small, irrevocable tragedies. Again, that's the epigraph from August Wilson. On March 22, 2003, under a somber gray sky, August Wilson walked slowly up the steps of St. Benedict the Moor Church, the grand, imposing Roman Catholic cathedral on Crawford Street at the base of Pittsburgh's Hill District. The temperature was in the low 50s, typical for early spring in Pittsburgh, but an unforgiving drizzle added a nip to the air. Wilson had cut short a trip to Syracuse to be back in Pittsburgh that day. He sported a black turtleneck and a brown tweed jacket, topped by a trench coat to keep away the chill. His signature Borlasano fedora shadowed the deep circles under his puffy eyes. His neatly trimmed beard was more salt than pepper. He hadn't originally planned on spending the day back home in Pittsburgh. His latest play, Gem of the Ocean, was about to make its world premiere in less than a month at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. He had finished a very rough draft, and he would rewrite during rehearsals the same way he had revised the other plays in his ambitious 10-play cycle about African Americans in the 20th century. Gem was the ninth play in the cycle. He had one more to go, and he already felt the pressure of completing the goal he had set for himself so long ago. He had also foolishly agreed to write and perform a one-man autobiographical show for a benefit fundraiser at the Seattle Repertory Theater. He hadn't written a word, and he had just 2 months left before he had to get up on stage and play himself as a young man. He was a perennial procrastinator, but standing on the steps of that church, looking up toward the Hill District, he was burdened by grief and memories, many of them painful. He had mourned his mother, Daisy Wilson, at this very church 20 years ago, almost to the day. He knew he was going to pay tribute to her in his one-man show, and he had already thought about what to say. "There will come a day when you will suffer the most profound grief imaginable," is what he eventually wrote. "And you look up and find out all them years you'd been living in your mother's prayers, and now you've got to live on your own." This church, so noble and grand, evoked images from the past. As a boy, Wilson had attended the parochial school at Holy Trinity in the Lower Hill District, but the school was demolished during an ill-informed period of urban renewal in the late 1950s. Several parishes merged to form St. Benedict the Moor, named for an Italian Franciscan friar who was born of African slaves and celebrated for his charity. The church commissioned a giant statue of its patron saint in 1968, the same year as the assassination of Martin Luther King. The 18-foot-tall landmark faces with its arms stretched in welcome to the people of downtown Pittsburgh, its back turned on the Hill District. The orientation of the statue of a saint with African blood turning its back on his people had infuriated Wilson the day it was unveiled. It still did.